UFO News, the 28th of January 2021. Something strange has happened in Washington, D.C. What did you say? Everything they do is strange. This is different. There was many things added to the COVID-19 relief bill, but the thing I am most interested in has nothing to do with politics. The item added to the bill is said to be a committee comment. It was by the Senate that states the following language: directs the Director of National Intelligence to submit a report within 180 days of the date of enactment of the act to the Congressional Intelligence and Armed Services Committees on Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. Before we get too excited thinking we are going to finally get the truth on UFOs, there are a few things I think I should mention. We have been getting reports for years which were more like excuses for why what people saw were not UFOs. The phrase unidentified aerial phenomena is just another way of saying UFOs. Let's assume an actual report is given to the Senate committee. Will they even let us know what it says? Probably not. There is an idea which pervades government stating we cannot handle the truth. We are thought of as somewhat less intelligent than those serving in government, when from everything I have seen indicates the opposite. Anyway, the odds on us being told and the odds of what the military really knows about UFOs being in the report are not very good. Another thing which the report forwarded to the committee might say is that the military has already released everything they have on the subject, which we all know is just baloney. It seems to me there is enough to fill a report just from what is going on by the International Space Station. The cameras are turned off every time strange objects comes into view. We are continually told these are camera malfunctions or communications malfunctions. Isn't it peculiar how this only seems to happen at those times? I am tired of being told there was nothing to see, and I know there are plenty of other people who are interested in these events who are also tired of the excuses. There is something else I have an opinion on, and I know it is probably a minority opinion. I believe there are announcements about finding signals which could be alien, which are made to lead us away from true findings. Did you ever wonder why an advanced civilization signal would be by radio, one of the slowest ways possible? Most of the signals would arrive here from so long ago the race which allegedly sent them would probably have died out. I think we might have received other signals or evidence by other means, and if we did, we are hiding the fact. I have always felt old photographs could contain things we least expect, like objects in the background that are or resemble UFOs. A UFO investigator is claiming he was examining, of all things, the photo of the raising of the American flag in Iwo Jima during World War II. He was surprised to find something in the background which he magnified seemed to be a UFO. I was told the flag raising was shot several times until it was felt the perfect photo was obtained. I would be interested in seeing some of the other shots to see what the backgrounds in those shots were showing. Why is it the White House under President Trump was so interested in planetary security? There are differing thoughts on this. If you ask government officials and scientists, many will say it is to protect our planet from collisions with asteroids and meteors, which is probably true, but that might only be part of the story. Some believe it is also to protect the planet from UFOs which have been coming here and are not peaceful. We might be receiving help in this area. There have been a lot of stories about tall, blonde Nordic-looking beings which are said to be sympathetic to our plight and may have supplied some advanced technology to help us stay safe from other marauding aliens who care nothing about what they might do to us and have already, with vicious examinations which have resulted in the deaths of thousands of humans. One of the strange things which were photographed at Area 51 were, of all things, pyramids. What is a pyramid doing on a secret base? There might be an answer to this question, but there is no way to know if it is correct or not. First, we have to go back to the discovery of a pyramid in the Antarctic. It was testified to by several people who had top secret clearances and saw it. They said it interfered with radio signals and seemed to be putting out power. If this is true, could the pyramid at Area 51 be some sort of power generator? One thing is for sure, it certainly seems out of place. I would like to mention something again about the Pentagon UFO video. There was a comment from the pilot of the plane which took one of the videos, and he said what he saw at the time was not a UFO with a tic-tac shape, it was different. I thought this was very important, and yet the tic-tac shape of the UFO is constantly being talked about and what the pilot said is being ignored. In connection with this, there was a briefing with the Senate Intelligence Committee in 2020, and some have said the committee seemed to come out of the meeting very disturbed. We don't know if it was because of something they were told, or the fact they didn't get enough information. Whatever they heard, they didn't tell the public, so this is why I say not to get your hopes up next time this happens. It seems Google Earth is being used more every day to find UFOs and odd objects on the Earth. People have claimed to find not only UFOs, but holes in the Earth, giant statues, symbols in the desert, and even a huge face, to mention a few. It was reported another tic-tac UFO appeared in South Korea. This would seem to indicate tic-tac UFOs do exist if the report is true. The photos of the tic-tac are inconclusive since it was very small on the photo and very blurry when magnified. It was hard to detect its true shape. As with so many UFO photos, it wasn't really proof of anything and could have been the side view of a plane.